Monopoly, CBS Sports? You gave a show to these guys? Really?
I love the poorly educated.
It's Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
Missouri. Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
And it's brought to you by the Weber Chevrolet family of dealerships on CBS Sports. 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hey, can you hear me today?
You know what I am?
Happy.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
It's Friday, baby.
I'm about ready to have me some fun.
It's Friday, so I look at my cell phone this morning, and you know how it gives you the little messages about the weather or whatever? And mine says, brilliantly, mostly cloudy today. Enjoy your last day before the weekend. Really? Aren't you supposed to enjoy the weekend and get through the last day?
I like Mondays. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Oh, right. No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, we can sleep until, you know, 4.
I'll tell you what's really cool today is we have two diametrically opposed prizes for trivia today. It's pretty good. So you were slick enough to get your hands on.
I was very slick.
You were slick enough to get your hands on two of the jerseys that they gave away at Colton Wong night. Now, do they say Cardinals or Memphis Chicks?
I think it's the Cardinals and not the Memphis Boys.
So anyway, we have a couple of those shirts that we're going to be sharing.
Jerseys. They're jerseys.
Jerseys, shirts, as they say in the NHL, the sweaters. Or if you have an aspiring gymnast. Yeah, that's right. An aspiring gymnast in your life. I have... we have here, let's see, from the Team Central Gymnastics Academy in Maryland Heights, we have a 1 month of gymnastic classes gift certificate or a 1 full day of camp for gymnastics. And I assume.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I assume this is, well, you know, if you got a.
Who's the sponsor?
Team Central Gymnastics Academy.
Team Central. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Maryland Heights. So if you know somebody, you know a kid who wants to pursue gymnastics and it's summertime and you don't know what to do and you're looking for activity for the child, this is a good opportunity. But anyway, all right, enough of the
Tough a time kill.
Enough of the pimping here. Let me sit down. Okay, so what a weird day yesterday was in the world of news.
This morning, really.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. You know, the whole European Union thing, which I found to be a little bit confusing, but now it's a little more clear to me. Get the NBA draft, which was just numb. I mean, there was nothing.
What was that?
It's numb.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of
Did you watch
splash.
It? Did you pay attention to it?
No, I turned it on when they were on to pick number 4, and I wanted to see what the Celtics did, which was pick number 3. And I said, well, I'm not waiting for them for the crawl to tell me on the bottom of the
screen. World Wide Web, yeah, Google.com.
So I was asleep very early last night, finally, and I feel great today.
You look good today, too.
I do look good today.
You look good every day.
Yeah, I do.
I'm excited for the weekend.
What's going on?
Well, I'm a,
you so, know, oh, you got big stuff going on.
Well, we're going to hang out Saturday night.
Tomorrow night, we're going to go to one of the casinos here in the greater St. Louis area. In English, that's casino.
Hello, Kathy.
And then Sunday, without me, thankfully.
I invited you.
Yeah, but it ain't happening.
You can come watch.
In AFC.
Not a chance.
You're going to go skydiving for
real. I am.
But now I understand why, because late yesterday afternoon, I called you and I was asking you for more details on that. And I said, you know, how do you know when to pull the cord? And, you know, have you ever done this before? And you said you haven't. And, you know, I said, do you have to wait a certain amount of time before you pull it? And you said, well, actually, because this is my first time, I have to ride down like the guy on the back of a motorcycle,
like,
and I'm being held by a skydiving expert.
We call it tandem.
Tandem, and you'll be groping each other until something gets pulled.
Yeah, we don't know he's going to pull, but that's why I was hoping you would go with me, so you and I could tandem ride.
No, that isn't. It's not happening. I have no interest in being intimate with you any longer.
So okay, so we go to it's at the Festus Airport.
For the rest of us. Festivus for the rest of us.
Right. So you get down, you do a 30-minute little deal on the ground that kind of shows you how to pack your shoes.
So wait, you haven't done any prep to this point?
I have no clue.
You don't have to go to classes other than this 30-minute silly thing you do before you go up in the plane.
And then you watch a video for 30 minutes.
Right.
And then you hop on the plane, you get up to altitude, you get up to about 13,500 feet.
And then hold on to your...
down a little bit further, then you jump.
And you just squeeze tightly your new intimate instructor.
I think I'm just holding on to him tightly.
Right.
Yeah. I'm holding him tightly for a minute of free fall.
Right.
And then you float down for a mile.
Right.
So I mean, it'll be a good time. Bucket list, brother. Bucket list. Yeah. Hit it and get it done.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the very, very, very best because I don't feel like doing the show alone on Tuesday.
You may not have to.
I'll just do it with Peyton. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, let's pretend that you do it alone today. I'll just be quiet because I'm really tired.
Well, you better snap out of it. I can't do this alone without
you.
Sure
you can.
Like they say in the Salt and Smoke commercial.
Salt and Smoke.
You're my boo.
Boo, baby, boo, boo.
314-880-0808. That's the number here. It's 512. It was a little more.
76?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
A little more easy to handle.
Don't move the fans.
Yeah, don't get into that. We got lines of fans outside looking for these gymnastic academy things.
No, I'm not talking about those fans.
I know.
Don't move the fan.
I know. It's an inside silly thing here at this station.
It's not even the stage. It's not the McCartney Group. It's just funny.
Yeah, well, whatever.
To me, I chuckle. So, you know, this morning as I'm watching headline news, CNN, then I jumped over to BBC because I thought that would give me the best opportunity to have any clue.
BBC America.
BBC America.
Right.
To have any clue how I could even potentially talk about what's going on in Europe right now, what's going on in the EU. So as I am doing my pre-show research this morning, I'm getting a game plan together, I figured for the 14 people out there who have, like us, maybe who are listening, have no clue, I found a little, here's what happens in the EU, so then we can talk about it, and here's how the EU actually works.
Well, you and I know what it is, but to inform the Mark from South County.
He'll call it 515, but I want to give him something to bitch about. So
what's going on in England?
Well, here's the dollar and the pesos.
And what's with the pound? Why do they call it a pound?
No, it's a difference. A pound has lost all of it overnight.
Bangers and mash.
Hello, Sammy Sosa.
All right, so here's the EU. Here's how it works. Okay. Nope, doesn't work.
We'll start with the European Commission. It's the powerful civil service of the EU. The engine room.
It's the power of three.
That's right.
It's run by 28 commissioners.
Which are countries.
One from each member country. It administers much of the money that the EU spends. But this is also where new laws are born. It's political. The commission is based in Brussels, in this glass and steel building with lots of flags in front of it. Next, the European Parliament. It's based in Brussels, in this glass and steel building, but sometimes everyone goes...
I'm bored. So that was awful. So basically it's made up of 28 different countries, and they call it the EU. So Britain said, I'm out. So they call it the Brexit, Brexit.
What's that playing in the background?
I don't know. Dan, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to things that piss me off. And that is autoplay, because I've got 17 different tabs open.
Get back to the EU.
Hello. So there's 28 countries in the EU. So Britain said, you know, we're done. We want to get out of this thing. We'll break away from it. And most importantly, David Cameron, who's the prime minister of EU,
right,
cannot stand Trump, right? Just calls Trump his ban on Muslims. He thinks it's just the most awful thing in the world. And they go back and forth on Twitter debate. And ironically, where's Trump today? In the UK. He is in Scotland opening up his new Turnberry Golf Club. So he gets greeted out there by a mariachi band waving Mexican flags protesting him.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but this could screw up a lot of different things. Now, I've texted a few of my friends, obviously, who are not awake yet, to hopefully they can come on. One's a hedge fund manager. Actually, they're both. One's in wealth management and one's a hedge fund manager.
Your day-gone friends.
My day-gone friends, that's right. Hopefully they can come on with us and actually explain to us what impact this will have on us. And as your 401k, as life in general, what's going to happen and with your money. But I know overnight, the Dow went down over 800 points and it's bounced back, only down by 500 now in the pre-trades. But when you look at worldwide impact, the only good thing that's happening right now is the price of gold and silver has gone up. So getting into a story here, my mom says, now don't laugh at me. Because my dad, there you go. So my mom, and I think I told you guys a story before about how my dad was a big believer in gold, bought us gold Cougars. And so long story short, which
please,
is not going to be short.
Yeah.
She was talking about one of her friends that when they met with their wealth management person. What are you doing in your bag over there, dude? It's so loud.
I'm trying to find a battery for my headset because it's starting to click in and out. But keep going.
It's annoying as hell.
It can't be any worse than your voice. Go ahead.
Well, it's not like your breath.
Come on.
So this wealth management person says, you know what? You need to sell your home, take all that money, put it into gold. Go buy gold and go rent because they're of age to go rent. So sure enough, they did it. And gold is up like 50-something dollars already on the day.
That's one day, though.
But you know, when the market crashes, and I told him, I go, Mom, you got to be kidding me. Just come on. This is ridiculous. Nope, guess who wins? Mom. She's always.
I love your mom.
She's a great lady. I love my mom, too. Okay, let's see what we can bitch about today. You ready to play this game?
Wait a minute, but you didn't even get into the heart of what the EU is.
Well, I want to get him off the phone first.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bring him on in. Bring him on in. Hold.
Let's go to the only guy with the nuts to call.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? Here's what.
Oh, he's speaking slower today. I like that.
Well, sure. I got to let Woody Bender be able to understand me. He's a little slow.
So hold on, Mark. I think I have finally figured out who you are.
Who am I?
Well, we had him in studio, brother.
Yeah. Things in the office and saying that you love them. I love lamp. Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Yeah.
Where is that from?
Come on, man. Ron Burgundy, okay. Anchorman. It's amazing.
First of all, can we get Goldie a trip from Travel House down to Memphis? Send it to Memphis Redbirds. Clown, you said it 3 days in a row. Shit.
I know them as the Chicks, okay? And to me, the Redbirds in AAA is Louisville, not Memphis. I can't keep up with the times.
Well, that's okay then. Second of all, Britain's going to move into America's basement until they can get things figured out. So, here it is, gentlemen.
I didn't hear anything.
It doesn't matter.
Say it again, Mark.
I said Britain is moving into America's basement until they can get things figured out.
Oh, Britain's moving into America's basement.
So what is your take on that whole thing there, handsome?
Let's see how much
I don't really care.
He doesn't.
I don't really care.
I didn't ask if you cared. I asked what's your take on it.
You should care. There's a million U.S. jobs that are over there at stake right now.
Look. Let them break away. Let them break away. Who cares?
Okay, you don't know anything about it. So
he knows about it as much as we do.
So go on to your next subject.
I don't really care.
Go on to your next.
We talk about so many people watch the NBA. St. Louis was the 54th market to watch the NBA Finals. So don't tell me how, the NBA is doing great here in St. Louis. The media, the viewership's great. No, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And then finally, I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Thank you.
Woody Bender.
Oh, God.
He's calling
out. Call in.
I don't think he's awake yet.
I don't think you're going to get that done, buddy. I just don't.
You're the only one that's awake at this time.
You guys are.
I mean, I'll help you with Woody Bender. For a guy who spends countless hours texting about balls, I don't think he has any.
Oh, he doesn't. But you know what? I seen him yesterday.
Oh, here we
I
go.
I seen Woody.
Yeah.
I seen him.
Uh-huh.
He was sitting on the couch, and I was walking out of his bedroom with his wife.
Okay, very good.
Why not get that?
And then I see him another time. I seen the top of his head when he was on his knees.
All right. Thanks so much.
Good. Have a good.
Sam. I'm out. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Have Mark from South County jump off the plane, but don't let him pack a chute.
314-880-0808. You know, you were disrespectful yesterday to the texters. We had over 100 texts during the show, and you read like two of them.
Okay, so sometimes I don't. I like just to talk to you, and if it's not applicable to what we're talking about, I'm not going to try to inject something into a conversation. I'm just not.
You?
I know. I'm trying to learn how to do this, you know?
Well, follow me, brother. Well, just follow me.
Those are some big shoes to fill.
That's right.
Big shoes. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm talking about my mom again. So what pisses me off, we went to Sam's.
Wait, we never talked about what the big implication was on the EU and Britain leaving it.
Okay.
You keep sidestepping it. You put Mark from South County above that information. But basically, of the 28 countries that are in the European Union, they're basically closing their borders, and they're not going to have free enter and leave at will.
Right.
And now it's becoming, you know, I guess, Trump-like.
Well, that was more what happened in Paris. That's what they were complaining about, is everybody's coming over through
Correct.
Greece. And they're
in Belgium.
And they weren't checking anybody, right. And they just came right through, and it was easy to come and go, just like it used to be here in the United States, where you could just go to Canada, and you can go to Mexico, just come back and forth, and now that's not happening.
Right. You can't do it with just a driver's license.
You can't do it anymore. Or a birth certificate, right?
Right.
So now that's what – and I kind of appreciate what they're doing. They're saying, hey, but the implications of it and the – uncertainty of it is what is causing the markets to just plunge. But since Cameron did say, I'm stepping down in October, it gave the market a little bit more certainty, because therefore the conservatives can now go ahead and place somebody in without doing a vote. It's a lot different in the EU than it is here. Since they did the referendum after he was elected, he said that he would go ahead and do it because he was positive that there was no way it was going to pass, that Britain would never leave the EU. And so he held, kept his promise, and next thing you know, they voted. Over 34 million people voted. It was 52-48 as the last time I checked.
So they don't use the silly euro dollar. They still use the pound. Mm-hmm. They still have their own monetary system. So I don't
know. They could. We don't know. We don't know what Britain's going to do.
Okay, but I don't – well, if they're leaving the union, I don't think they're going to use the euro dollar.
Right, but that's what's causing uncertainty. So what kind of market they're going to have? And Nissan, if I'm not mistaken, Nissan has a plant over there. So now Nissan, when you – and somebody call and correct me if I'm wrong, and hopefully somebody from Nissan would, but there's a plant over there. And when you are now part of your own country, instead of being in the EU, there's now going to be new safety rules and regulations. So that car that you love, that Nissan, may cost more now because it has to pass more safety and inspections.
Right. But if that happens, they'll do a Nabisco and move to Mexico.
Ah.
Okay. Because they're not going to, a carrier from Indiana. Yeah. They're not going to deal with that.
But no, they won't. Not if Trump's here.
No, but they're not. But what I'm saying is they're not going to deal with that. Nissan or any auto manufacturer is not going to simply say, "Okay, well, you know, we're going to completely lose our competitive edge and balance, and we're going to have to assess an extra $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 onto every car." That's not going to cut it in this market.
Those are gross right there.
Although the cars made in England aren't for this market, I'm pretty sure.
I think they drive on the other side. But here's Cameron. Here's what he had to say why he's stepping down.
In the only way I know how.
Only.
Which is to say directly and passionately what I think and feel. Head, heart and soul. I held nothing back. I was absolutely clear about my belief that Britain is stronger, safer and better off inside the European Union. And I made clear the referendum was about this and this alone. Not the future of any single politician, including
I'm going to pause it right there, because the referendum is a vote. And when they went in to vote, it was a simple yes or no. That's it. That's all. No pork in the bills. Nothing else you have to read. You can't understand. It was yes or no.
Myself. But the British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction. I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination. This is not a decision I've taken lightly, but I do believe it's in the national interest to have a period of stability and then the new leadership required.
How about that?
Well, my first thought was there's the solution to all the problems in this country.
Okay, too bad he wasn't born here.
David, come over here. Let's fudge up your birth certificate. You can be the subject of the birthers again. And come here, and that way we don't have to vote for Hillary or Donald. That is perfect.
So Obama wasn't born here. Ted Cruz wasn't born here. So, yeah, this might work.
Bring it on.
It may work, brother.
Bring it on.
It may work.
I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Yeah. It just wouldn't even be a question. So, bye-bye, Felicia.
Hello.
Bye-bye, Donnie. And that's the end of it.
So did you see Johnson's now? Johnson, he's got like 12%.
Yeah,
so
he hit that almost, 15, baby.
He's almost getting that extra 3%. But right. The polls after Donald's speech, it was amazing yesterday. I mean, he was so presidential. It was unbelievable. Manafort has got this guy talking slow, looking at the teleprompter.
Yeah, Manafort threatened him physically.
But seriously, I wish you could see me because he...
Oof, Maron.
Yeah, yeah. The way he was doing, he was looking to the left, just staring to the left.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
I know, then he looks to the right.
Right.
Looks to the left.
Right.
But it was awesome, though.
It was good.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen with that. Yeah.
He's still
orange.
Yeah, he's still orange. We got a text yesterday and said, it says, I bet Trump's breath smells like tuna fish.
Well, you know why? Because after the show, Doug, they talk about Doug eating tuna fish, and he goes nuts. He had it 1 week, and it was like a three-hour segment. And now we have, and now you got one of the advertisers talking nothing about, I think it's Truman's has the best tuna fish in town because of Doug's breath.
Oh, right. So I have to apologize to the listeners today because only the first song that played, that was Delbert McClinton's I'm With You, just opened the show. The rest of the songs today were selected by MVR.
Yeah.
And they are really just troubling. I mean, this is Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to go out to my car to get a new battery for my headset. Okay?
I bet that.
I'll be back.
Stop using your batteries at home and other things.
Okay. Pull your cord.
Okay. Rip.
Your metaphorical turn and juice. Can't keep my hands to myself.